Lee John, first question I ever ask anybody when we start these conversations is, what have you been doing? How busy have you been keeping yourself? Well, because of your day job as a recruitment manager for the NHS, you've been keeping yourself very busy, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been the busiest period of my 2-year tenure in the NHS. So, yeah, the last 4 or 5 weeks has just been an absolute whirlwind, really, to be honest. I don't know whether I'm coming or going, but yeah, it's been busy.
So you basically recruit the staff that are now helping with the fight against coronavirus?
Yeah, so I'm operations manager for Swansea Bay, Howell Dda, Powys and Public Health Wales. We're the southwest region of Wales. We run from Matrix House in Swansea. And we cover the recruitment for the NHS. So we are NHS Shared Services. We run the recruitment for those.
So obviously extra facilities have been put down at Swansea Bay area. I mean, there's been this hospital or the services planned at the Park of Scarlets as well. So you've been involved in trying to get the people who've helped with the logistics from that.
Yeah. We've had an influx of, Swansea Bay are recruiting hundreds of people at the moment in terms of bank recruitment, healthcare support workers, anybody, volunteers, anybody that can help and lend their services and professional advice. We've taken on hundreds and hundreds, and the same again in Howell Dda as well. These health boards do have their own resources as well, like down in Howell Dda. But yeah, we're just lending a hand as much as we possibly can.
It's interesting comparing how you recruit for the NHS or how you think that process through versus, the reason we normally want to speak to you, which is as Goitre United manager recruiting players for your side. I mean, any similarities in how you go about those jobs?
not quite. But obviously with the NHS, it's obviously far more professional in terms of, even right to work checks, and visa checks, but I suppose there's numerous similarities in there in terms of having the skills and the abilities to do the job that you require, but obviously on a much higher professional scale level. But I manage the service, so I manage a group of staff at the moment that are just absolutely overachieving somehow and just going to the next mile. So they've been absolutely fantastic. But yeah, it's there are similarities, I suppose, in there. But yeah, it's on a different planet, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the skill sets are going to be different from job to job with the NHS. But there are different skill sets you look for in terms of a footballer. And I suppose it's interesting, is job recruitment the same job, which is basically trying to get the best out of the talent that you find yourself with?
Yeah, well, obviously, I suppose, like I said, there's numerous similar roles in there, and you're looking for attributes of a person in a certain area, to improve your staff. But, I don't think you can compare COVID-19 to football at the moment, because ultimately, the service needs tens of thousands of staff, what NHS staff are doing. I'm an administration role, so I'm not on the front line. I don't deserve the credit that these people on the front line, what they are doing, the danger they're putting themselves in day to day. I'm literally, I'm working from home at the moment myself. So I'm home based. So I'm not on that front line. But, we're putting in extra hours as much as we possibly can. Again, like you said, it is very similar in terms of in recruitment, but the skill sets are obviously ultimately far different as well. These hospitals and surgeries, and we just need so many medical professionals and experts and people who can just lend a hand just to help us through this really difficult period of time.
So let's switch to the recruitment around Goitre United. What was your aim at the start of the season with the people you have, and what do you think you've added in January?
Start of the season, well, we finished fifth last year, which, I thought was a good achievement. And then this year was to better that, to get into the top four. Step by step, the chairman and myself have got a plan over 5 years to hopefully get ourselves challenging. We were in the fourth year this year. We had a horrendous start to the season. We lost three key players. We lost Tom Walters to an ACL, anti-cruciate ligament injury. He was our top goal scorer for the last 2 or 3 years and a key part of our squad. Then we went and lost Loic Kinsella again, who was flourishing under ourselves over the last 12 months. strong, you know, left wing back, again to an anti-cruciate ligament injury. And we also lost Corey Francis, again another ACL injury. So to lose three players within the first 2 weeks of the season was horrendous. And those three players are also, you know, they're in the 11 every week. You know, they're stalwarts to the side, and they're strong players for us. So that was a terrible blow. And then the transfer window shuts, you know, and this it was difficult then. We had to kind of reevaluate where we were and kind of get through to January until the transfer window opened. But yeah, come January then, we had the opportunity to sign three or four very, very talented players. Louis Gerrard from Pontypridd has been a revelation for us. Josh Allen. We lost Josh Jones to Llantwit, who was our top scorer at the time, which was another blow. And obviously Anthony Finzel back as well. You know, they've just improved the squad dramatically and pushed us to the next level, really.
And the other blow you sort of had this season, the weather wasn't kind to you. Games were getting called off at Glenhaven Park. So you were losing any chance of getting a momentum, and so many games in hand at one stage.
Well, actually, I actually felt it was quite different, because before Christmas, there was a lot of pressure on ourselves to play with midweek matches. Like, we had to travel down to Haverford West, and we were forced is the wrong word, but we were, let's say, encouraged by the FAW to play against Swansea University before Christmas in midweek, where, you know, we've only got five games left this season. We were due to finish on April the 4th. And I didn't see the need to, you know, to force in 17, 18 games before Christmas myself personally. You know, to our advantage would have been to have played after Christmas, because we could have improved the squad. We were very limited. You know, we also lost Joe Hopkins, our captain, for 7 weeks to a broken arm. We lost Keane Watts for, I think it was 8 weeks, to ankle ligaments, and he hasn't been right all season. And again, you know, these are important players to us. And with a small squad, it was difficult then to fulfil matches before Christmas. So, yeah, you know, we had five games left back when COVID-19 stopped play. So, the season's run quite smoothly, actually. We were due to finish early. So just really disappointed that we couldn't finish our last five games, because they're all games that we feel that we can win. You know, we've been on an eight game, the last eight games we've won six and lost two. And the two that we lost were against Swansea University and Haverford West. So, you know, you take those out of the equation. And with a small squad, we felt we've done really, really well. Going into the last five games with 15 points to play for, we felt we could have put another little run together, you know. And I think if we'd beaten Haverford West in the last game, I know we didn't on the Friday night, but we would have gone fourth overnight, which would have been an incredible achievement considering in January we were down 10th, 11th place, I think. So credit must go to the players. They've done really well. And I'm just hoping that we can finish the season now, Mark.
Let's park whether that happens. And, you know, you've been in the industry you're in, would know more than any about the challenges that we face as a country. But, you know, what do you think playing to the end of the season would bring for you and the satisfaction of your players and perhaps a little bit more development of the players, as opposed to sort of keeping your legs fresh now and thinking about a brand new season under normal time?
Yeah, it's interesting, because we want to finish the season the best we can. You know, we want to finish the league season. You know, at the moment, I think we're sitting eighth, which, you know, I want to finish as high as we possibly can. So it'd be important to finish it for us mentally. It's important for me, especially, to get back with the players and see everybody and have that relationship with the players again. I don't want the season to break now for another 3 or 4 months and, you know, nobody knows where they're going and other managers will be tapping into players. And, you know, we'd like to finish it. I think it's important for all teams at all levels to know where they stand. You know, there's a lot of investment in these teams and these leagues for our level of football. And teams deserve the right that if they, you know, for example, travail in the top of Division 1, they deserve that opportunity to go up. They've invested a lot of money, time and effort on and off the pitch, and they deserve that opportunity. You know, for us, we're not going to win the league. We're not going to get relegated. But for me personally, it's important that I have that time with the players, have that time back and carry on the run that we were on to try and finish the season strongly. And again, build momentum for next season. You know, it doesn't matter how short pre-season is this year. You know, the players are all keeping themselves fit. They're using Strava, they're using different kind of tools to keep themselves fit and have competition on and off the pitch. I'm sure you've seen recently with us and Llantwit on Twitter, we had a bit of a 5K running competition for the NHS to raise money. So yeah, players these days they do keep themselves a lot fitter than years gone by, maybe when I played. So yeah, I don't think fitness is going to be an issue. So pre-season can be as short as it wants to be, really. I think we're just all desperate to get back playing.
keeping spirits up there, the key point. You mentioned the little Barney that you and Flanty, what Barney challenge that you and Flanty are having with that running competition. That really helps, doesn't it? You know, trying to sort of challenge each other and sort of keep talking to each other as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I've got great relationships with lots of players and managers in the league, and we keep in touch, and you know, we talk literally every day, really. You know, we just wishing the season to come back as soon as possible, because I think we all want to finish it. We understand, you know, I do understand if the season can't be finished for whatever reason, I do understand that, but I do think it's important that we get on and we get the season back on the track. But yeah, we're all keeping in touch, we're keeping relationships going, and we're all talking, and kind of, I think we're trying to provide the future for everybody, but we haven't got a magic wand. We don't know what's going to happen day to day, so, you know, things can change.
You are starting to think, though, in your mind, if not on paper, about what you need to do to get yourself to the top of the league next season.
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, I think we've got as strong as an 11 now. And I know I said we've lost to Haverford West and Swansea University recently, but, you know, we were really depleted on those evenings, you know, and we lost key players on the night. With the squad I've got now, you know, if I can get, you know, the players who've been injured long term, the likes of Tom Walters and Corey Francis and Loic Kinsella into that squad as well, added with maybe one or two more, and it wouldn't be much more than one or two more, I've no doubt in the squad that I've got that we can challenge next season. You know, bringing in Matthew Stanton, the keeper, in over January was another massive positive for us. He's a big character, a big personality, and we brought some leaders to the changing room. And, you know, I'm not in the league, and neither is my chairman and the club in general. We're not in the league to finish fifth, sixth and seventh every season. But we've been saying that now. I've had a couple of years to build, and I think next year, with a bit more of the, well, as long as the players are loyal and we better together, and I'm sure we can be in the hat for certainly the top four, three or four in the league.
What's your thoughts on this first season of Cymru South League in terms of, see, this time last year you were playing in the Welsh Football League. Do you think the attention under a sort of Cymru South brand, the marketing or the more awareness has made it more interesting, but perhaps more hard, or, you know, people know that they're fighting for something now?
I think it's been, I know I was quite, I wouldn't say critical, but I there was a bit of a negative comment earlier about playing games before Christmas. But on a positive note, that's why our season was finishing early. It's been much better organised. Although I wasn't happy with playing numerous midweek games in December, because I didn't feel the need at that particular time, because I knew we had all of April to arrange more fixtures for. But the marketing side of it has been much better. The organisational side has been much better. The website's great. The production of everything, you know, the communication has been really good. I really do like the setup. I think it's worked really, really well. So I think overall, I'm really happy and positive about the way the Cymru South has taken off. But yeah, like I said, my only negative criticism, I suppose, was that we were told we had to play certain games before Christmas. I can understand the reasons why, but it wasn't a perfect split in my eyes. You know, if it was 15 games to Christmas and you played every team once, fine. But the last four or five games of the season, we've got Andy to play twice. And that's been the case since the start of the season, which, you know, and it kind of works up and down, doesn't it? You know, you need to play everyone on a even playing surface, if you know what I mean. That you play them sporadically through the season, not, you know, lumping in games at the end of the year where we're playing Andy twice or Swansea University twice or whoever it may be. So, yeah, but overall, I think it's been great. I think it's been a real positive.